With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, welcome to Horse Hour Live. Hope you're well and had a good weekend and enjoying Horse Hour on Twitter this evening. I had a really good weekend. I went over to Hickstead to watch the show jumping, and there was dressage going on at Hickstead as well, which was really good fun. But I'd love to know what you've been up to. Today we're talking holiday nightmares. When you go on holiday, what do you do with your horse? Do you panic like I do and think, oh my gosh, he's not going to be ridden for ages. He's going to be crazy when I come back. Who's going to look after him? Does he get ridden while you're away? Or do you just brave it and hope for 2 weeks he'll be okay in the field? I'd love to know what you think tonight. Tweet us at Horse Hour. Don't forget to use hashtag Horse Hour and tell me, what do you do with your horse when you go on holiday?
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
Yeah, we got 3 tickets to the Brand Van concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. Are you gonna all in if you want to answer a couple of questions? Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese? Jackie just called up and said it was a form of rock for. Let's see about that.
Give us a ring, ding, ding. It's a beautiful day.
Todd, this is Liquid, ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. I want those 3 Brand Van tickets, man. What do you think? Todd, there?
Slide.
Yeah, mighty thirsty, all right.
I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes. When Mike came over with a script surprise. A mafioso story with a twist. A 2-1 fool, Joe Numa, here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way.
We did nothing, absolutely nothing that day. And I say, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26? I got the fever for the flavor, the payback for the labor. Still, I need a fix.
Yeah,
and the girls on the bus kept on laughing at us. We're riding around town down to Venice again. Firing out the G-Funk, sipping on juice and gin. Just me and a friend, feeling kinda groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right.
But we did nothing. Absolutely buckets that day. And I'll say, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26?
With my mind on my money and my money.
By the bar, above the fine line between the rich and the poor. And Mike turned to me and said, what you think we got done, son? We found a conclusion.
And I guess that's something. So I asked you, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26?
Welcome back to Horse Hour Live. Hope you're well and you had a good weekend and enjoying Monday night's Horse Hour on Twitter. It's lovely seeing your stories of what you get up to. Do want to quickly tell you though, you've got the chance to win two VIP tickets to the National Show Jumping Championships next week at Stoneleigh Park. It's going to be great. Loads of show jumping, loads of shopping. It's so easy to enter. All you have to do is head over to our Twitter page at Horse Hour and retweet the post. It's that easy. It's all thanks to Harry Hall One Club. They want to spoil you and think that you deserve to go and have a really great day out at Stoneleigh. It actually starts, the championship starts next Tuesday, and it's really easy for you to get involved. So do head over to our Twitter page at Horse Hour. Now, tonight we are talking, what do you do when you go on holiday? What do you do with your horse? And you think that, you might think it sounds that simple. You think, well, you know, he'll be okay. I can leave him in a field. It's the summer. He'll be okay if he lives that 24/7. That's not the problem. The problem isn't so much the feeding them and bringing them in, because I'm sure there's a friend that would do that. My worry is, what's he going to be like when I get back and he's had 2 weeks off? Now, some of the professional, you know, the professional riders that have been doing it for years would actually probably schedule the horse's holiday in for the time when their holiday is. And that's if you're really, really sensible and you plan ahead. But a lot of us don't. I know my field friend the other day, she went away for a week. And when she came back, she was expecting her horse to be completely loopy, because come winter time, she took a week off and he didn't get ridden for a whole week. And this is a thoroughbred cross. Actually, he's not crossed with anything. I think he's crossed an Irish draft, but she thinks he's pure thoroughbred. So in the winter time, if he's not ridden every day, he does go a little bit crazy. And I'm not sure if that's because he has less fat on him. You know, he's quite fat in the summer. He's put on weight. He's had a bit of extra grass. He tends to be a little bit finer in the winter time. And so but weirdly, he seems more hot-headed. So he has to be ridden every day. If she goes away for a week, when she comes back and rides him, guarantee he's going to go scatty. So her worry was that when she goes away in the summertime, she leaves the horse for a week, the same thing will happen. Interestingly, it didn't happen. Actually, the horse was very lethargic. And so is that down to the fact that he's been out and he's eaten a lot more grass and he's just feeling a little bit, I don't know, fatter? Or is it to do with the psychology behind it? Really interested to know what you think. And is your horse different if you leave him one part of the year compared to other parts of the year? Or do you have to get somebody to ride him? Do tweet us at Horse Hour. I'm at Amy Stevenson 1. And don't forget to use the hashtag Horse Hour so that I can see what you're all talking about. This is Horse Hour Live.
I don't know if you notice anything different. It's getting dark and it's getting cold and the nights are getting long. And I don't know if you even notice it all, that I'm long gone, babe. And the things that keep us apart keep me alive. And the things that keep me alive keep me alone. Anything missing, like the leaves on the trees or my clothes all over the floor. And I don't know if you even notice it all, 'cause I was real quiet when I closed the door.
and the things that keep us away keep me alive. The things that keep me alive keep me alone.
Welcome back to Horse Hour Live. That was Think, This Is The Thing. It was quite a nice version, I think. I think I like that. So, what have you been up to with your horse this weekend? Yellow Cob Dressage went for a huge blast after schooling. They went out for a blast with their friends. Used to be scared to canter before getting tests. That's really nice, Yellow Cob Dressage. I think you quite often get a horse that you just trust. Building up the trust is the most important thing, and that can take time. So it's so lovely to see you cantering and see you brave enough to do that. I know exactly how you feel. I haven't ridden Blackjack for about 4 weeks, just through being so busy. And luckily, I have this really amazing girl that rides him 3 times a week for me, because I'm not brave enough to ride him all by myself. I'll be honest. For those of you that listen to the podcast on a regular basis, you'll know that I suffer with nerves quite badly. No matter how much I tell myself in my head that everything's going to be okay, my body just takes over, and we all know that I'm a little worrier. So Helena rides him 3 times a week, but she's been on holiday and I haven't been able to ride him. So I was worried again that if I didn't ride him for a week, he'd be crazy. Actually, he was completely fine. And after me personally not riding for 4 weeks, we went out just like you, Yellow Cob Dressage. We went out just like you and had a bit of a blast. And it was a fabulous feeling. And you had a great canter. And you look like you've got a little babysitter friend there with you, who's also a gorgeous pony. He looks some sort of cob there. He's a coloured horse. My friend, she babysits me, and it's really nice, I think, when you do it and you do blow the cobwebs away and you realise actually nothing's going to happen, you're going to be fine. So well done. Then Victoria Turner, she's tweeted, Norbert stood both trailblazers in hand and ridden traditional championship. So well done, super pleased, considering it's his 4th ridden show. That's amazing. Well done you. So you're a traditional champion. Oh, that's so nice. It really is good to get out and about, isn't it, and try these competitions, because if you don't try them, then you don't realise how well you can do. Obviously, it isn't all about winning. It is the taking part that counts, because I really believe that just from talking to these eventers and doing these podcasts, and I say eventers, but talking to these professional riders, they take their youngsters out more and more and more just to get them used to those environments so that they feel comfortable, so that they're not worrying about the flags and everything else that's going on. They are literally concentrating on their job. So I always say, if Blackjack and I go out, I never actually go out to win. I just go out to enjoy it and get him used to the environment. But if you win, it's a bonus. So it's brilliant. You should definitely have a go. Mid-Somerset show. Okay, did you miss the closing date for horse entries? Yes, obviously. I haven't entered. So has anyone else entered the Mid-Somerset show? Don't worry, though. They also accept entries on the day. That's good. Okay, so head over to @MidSomersetShow, and if you're in that area and you fancy having a go at joining, taking part, then enter now. So that's Midsomerset Show. What else has been happening on Twitter? What have you all been up to? Ros Dobson, you're doing your accounts. Oh, how boring is that? I feel for you. Nobody wants to do accounts. Surely it's not that time of year already, is it? And then the Messingham show, they're looking to reintroduce private driving next year. That would be really good. So the private driving is when you have one horse, one carriage behind, and a beautiful looking traditional lady. Oh, I love it. They look so smart in their ladies' outfits. But Messingham show are looking to know if owners are interested. So if you have a horse and carriage and you would really like to take part in the private driving class of Messingham show, then do send them a message and let them know, and then they'll be able to enter it. Now, we're still talking holidays. What do you do with your horse on when you go on holiday? Do you just leave them, or do you get somebody to ride them? Obviously, we're not talking about leaving them and neglecting them, because I'm presuming that you still get them fed if they're in stables and, you know, they get their stables mucked out and things. But we're talking about the riding side today. Are you brave and you just think, no, I'm really, my horse is really good, he doesn't need to be ridden every day, he's fine? Or do you have a horse that is a little bit more temperamental and really needs to be ridden as much as possible? So if you can't find somebody to ride him and then you come back, what do? Do you lunge him first? Do you just get on with it? We're looking for your advice today. So do tweet us @HorseHour. Don't forget to use the #HorseHour too. This is Horse Hour Live.
I like to watch you sleep at night, to hear you breathe by my side. And although sleep leaves me behind, there's nowhere I'd rather be. And now our bed is also feel empty, no one to hold, and I can't sleep what side I want. It's not the same with you gone.
Right here in this
Welcome back to Horse Hour Live. That was a lovely Dido. I haven't heard that one for ages. It's quite nice getting to choose the music because, I'm going back through old albums and old. I've got a whole catalogue of music here. And we used to play years ago on the radio, and it's quite nice to bring them back to life again. You can let me know if there's some music that you'd really like to hear on Horse Hour Live. Then just tweet me at AmyStevenson1 or tweet Horse Hour at Horse Hour. Always use the hashtag Horse Hour because then I get to see the conversations. But do tell me if there's some music that you'd really, really like to hear. It can be old, it can be new. We've been talking about dressage music lately as well because there's lots of competitions going on. And right now is quite a good time, I think, you know, when the sun's up, you know, it's sunny and the weather's good to explore with new music as to what's right to ride to. And I don't know whether you've seen, but we actually released a dressage music podcast, which is a whole package of music for you to be able to take to any competition. So it's been put together by a great producer called Nick Reeve, and he puts together Grand Prix pieces. They're really, really beautiful selections of music. So at the beginning, there's 5 minutes of a competition music piece, which you can take to any British dressage competition affiliated. And you can use this music, and it really, really is lovely. It gave me goosebumps when I first heard it. You can listen to it on our website, horsehour.co.uk, and I think we're going to pop it on Twitter tonight as well for you. But there's also the training wheels. So basically, you don't just get the competition piece, you also get a bit of help with your training. So it's quite difficult when you're finding music that actually goes with your horse. So technically, we're supposed to, we've been told, find music that matches the horse's footsteps. And, you know, if we're not competing every day and, you know, we're not doing it as a living, sometimes we just want a really good piece of music to be able to play about and have a little dance to. So that's what the podcast is also, this dressage music podcast is also there for you. Basically, you download it to your mobile phone, it goes into your music section, and you can play it whilst you're riding round. And it gives you the opportunity to try different styles of music, different beats, different paces for your walk, your trot and your canter. So you can actually see what works well for your horse. We will be releasing quite a few more over the next few months. The guys are working really hard putting them together now for you. But it's just about having a little bit of fun with dressage. What's also great about it, and why it's different to just downloading any music and having a play, which you of course can do, is that it's professionally mixed together for a competition. So you have the silence at the beginning, the beats all blend in really nicely together. So when you go to your local competition, you're going to look like a superstar because you've got an amazing piece of music. We can also put together a plan for you too. Choreography. So it gives you, if you've got the music piece, then it's quite nice to be able to build your own choreography to it. But if you do want a little bit of help, then we can help you with that too. So do have a little listen. I think you'll love the music, and there's loads more genres and different styles of music coming out soon too. So that's the Dressage Music Podcast. But in the meantime, do tell me what music you love, what you love to ride to, and what you'd love to listen to on the Horse Hour Live. As always, just tag hashtag Horse Hour.
Before I know.
Welcome back to Horse Hour Live. That was Coldplay and Speed of Sound. So what have you guys been up to this weekend? Lots of people have been going to Trailblazers. It's the Showing Champs. Well, the Showing Champs are this weekend, which is quite exciting. I actually saw quite a lot of showing at the New Forest show last week, and it was really interesting to watch because there's a lot more that goes into showing. I didn't realise it's the way that you move, the way that you walk, it's the build of the horses, it's all about the confirmation. And I met a really, really lovely lady who is going to be joining us on the Horse Hour podcast. And she is the secretary for the Frisian Horse Society. Oh, I love Frisians so much. They're just so beautiful. Frisians are like the funeral horses that, and they're used for weddings as well. And they pull the carts and they just are, they're my favorite.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Horse, I just think they look magnificent. They've got the long black mane and the they're slightly curly when they're still a stallion. And interestingly, I found out that black Frisians, when they're stallions, they remain black, but once they're gelded, they then have a brown tinge to them. And so that's why a lot of the working horses that are used for funerals and weddings are still stallions, so they remain black. However, I've also heard that some people dye their horse and change its colour. Is that something that you've done before? I have considered it, because Blackjack is definitely going browner as the years go on. He's actually getting a little bit grey as well. He's only 9, but I can see some white bits coming through. So I would be interested to know if you do dye your horse's hair colour. I guess it's just like colouring our own hair, really. But where would you start? How many bottles do you need? How long do you have to leave it on for? Oh, so many questions. Do let me know if you dye your horse's hair and what brands you use as well. So I want to make sure that it's safe and it's okay. Do let me know.
A falling star fell from your heart and landed in my arms. I screamed aloud as it tore through the left me blind. The stars and moon, they have all been known how to let me in. stayed in the darkness with you.
Welcome back to Horse Hour Live. Oh, we'll love a bit of Florence and the Machine. So, what have you been up to this weekend with your horse? I headed over to Hickstead, which was quite exciting to watch the show jumping. And they do showing there as well. It was quite nice to watch the grassroots show jumpers and right up to the top level guys. I mean, they just are phenomenal to watch, aren't they? And to have that opportunity is pretty amazing because I think we learn so much. And what I was finding really interesting was watching where they, as well as the course walk, but watching where they take off as opposed to, you know, when they're going over the jump, then they're landing. And also how focused their horses are when they're riding. And I'm trying to work on focus is a big thing at the moment. I keep hearing this word, the riders need focus, the horses need focus. It feels like everybody needs focus. So that's something that I'm working on really hard at the moment, is keeping focus for both Blackjack and myself as well. But how do you keep your horse focused? What do you do to keep them focused? Because I find with Blackjack, he's so easily his attention, it's so easy for him to lose his attention on me, especially not so much when we're schooling. He gets bored when we're schooling and it's all very boring and he's very lethargic. But when we're out on hacks, there was some deer today actually. I saw about 5 deer with stags. I mean, yeah, they must have been stags because they had their really huge horns with them. And Blackjack was just freaking out. Like, he was like, what is that? That's going to kill me. And I just think he's 9 years old now. I've got to stop calling him a baby and treating him like a baby. So we kicked on, we went through, and he was fine. But his attention is constantly on other things. And I was told years ago that you need to hack them out lots and lots and lots, but somehow keep the attention on you. The more that they do it, the more that they hack out, the more that you will have that relationship where you can actually keep their attention and keep the focus on you. But it's not getting any easier. We're 5 years down the line and he's still not really that interested in me. He's more worried about what else is going on. So how do you keep your horse focused, especially when it comes to jumping? Or there's something, or even if you're doing like trotting poles, or maybe you're schooling them for dressage, whatever it is, how do you keep your horse focused? Because the thing that's stopping me going out at the moment and going into competitions is that Blackjack is going to be so focused on the other horses around and everything else that he won't pay attention to what he's going to do, and it might make it all a little bit traumatic. So yeah, I am interested to know your thoughts on what you do, how you keep your horse focused. Just you is the hashtag Horse Hour.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed.
So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong, I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write a song. I belong to you, you belong to me, you're my sweetheart. I belong to you, you belong to me, you're my
Welcome back to Horse Hour Live. So we're talking holidays this evening. What do you do with your horse when you go on holiday? Is it something where I know he's going to be fed and he'll probably be checked on morning and night and he has all his welfare looked after because that's obviously our priority. But when it comes to riding, do you have somebody that rides him in that time that you're away? Or do you just let him get on with it and hope that your horse will be fine by the time you get back off and he might be a little bit loopy, but you could kind of handle it. A friend of mine a few weeks ago, she was worried about going away on holiday. She was more worried about coming back, actually, that her horse might be crazy because at winter time, he was loopy. She went away for a week. When she came back, she could hardly get on his back. She literally had to lunge him every single day before she rode him because he'd had that time off. So I'm interested to know what you do. Sarah says that she gets somebody else to ride her horse twice while she's away, and that just takes off the extra bit of pizzazz, as they have it. Well, that makes sense. What do you do? Tweet us at Horse Hour. I'm at Amy Stevenson 1, hashtag Horse Hour. Just use the hashtag Horse Hour and we'll be able to see what you guys are talking about. So what do you do with your horse when you go on holiday? Do you just sit and hope that they'll be okay when you get back and they won't be loopy? Or do you get somebody to ride them or lunge them for you? I guess if you have a big team of people and you have lots of grooms, it's easy because you can just get, well, not easy, but you can just get somebody to ride them for you. But I'm talking about the one horse, one owner, everyday person that rides, works 9 to 5 every week, wants to have a bit of a break. But is your holiday ruined because you're worrying about what your horse is going to be like when you get back? To be honest, I don't really go on holiday that much. One, because I don't have time, but also I don't really want to leave my horse. It's really sad, isn't it? I know that I'm going to have to go on holiday, though, after the wedding, because I've been told I need to have a honeymoon. But if I could just have a couple of weeks off at home and just play with my horses all day, my horse, that would be amazing. I don't feel the need to go on holiday. But there are lots of people that love the sun and love to actually get out of the country. So what do you do with your horses? Do tell me. Hashtag Horse Hour.
I know that.
Welcome back to Horse Hour Live. Hope you're having a lovely evening and enjoying Horse Hour on Twitter this evening. It seems really busy. I know the competition season's here and the nights are really long and glorious right now, but it's not going to be long before we're all freezing cold in bed by 6 o'clock at night. And that's if you try as hard as me when it comes to winter to try and get the horses done before it gets dark. It's always like a race. For years, I've had to work around doing the horses before it gets dark because I hate it. I just can't go out there, no matter how much I try. It's so spooky. And to be honest, it's very dangerous. I don't think anybody should be doing their horses at night in the dark. Okay, 6:30 in the evening maybe isn't night time, but still, when you're not in a big yard with lots and lots of other people, there's only three or four of us that share a field and share a little area. Normally, it's just one of us down there at any one time. I don't really want to be down in the field in the middle, you know, in the pitch black by myself. It's a little bit spooky. And there was a lady not far, I mean, I live in a nice area, but not far from us that got attacked in her field at night. No joke. The police never told, it wasn't in the press or anything, why she got attacked. I don't know whether it was a random, you know, just one of these things that happen, or whether it was somebody that knew the poor lady. But still, I don't think anybody should be out in the night, in the dark, by themselves. It's just not safe. So, we are still in the summer, so I shouldn't worry about that just yet. But, and the night's drawing a little bit longer, which is quite nice. I think we've got a couple more months before, I think it's by September, it starts getting dark around 6:30. So we've got a bit more time to enjoy our horses, which is really good fun. But I do want to tell you about next week's podcast, because I'm so excited. I really can't wait for you to hear this guy. I'm joined by a man called Dr. David Ramey. And I found him because I saw an article he'd written on forelimb flexion tests. Now, the forelimb flexion tests are the tests that vets will do when you have your vetting before you buy a horse. It's part of this vetting test, basically. So part of the vetting is that they'll send them out to lunge, to canter, to walk. They'll check their heart, they'll check their pulse rate, they'll check their breathing. And they also do this forelimb flexion test. Do have a look at the article before you hear the interview with Dr. David Ramey next week. The article's on our website, horsehour.co.uk. It's on the homepage, so it's really easy for you to find. When I read it, I was completely fascinated. And I'm not going to tell you what the article's about, because I'd really love for you to make up your own mind as to whether you think these forelimb flexion tests are worthwhile, or do you think they're outdated, and do you think it's about time that we said, actually, we don't need them anymore? So have a read, and then drop me an email, amy@horsehour.co.uk, or send me a tweet, and just use #horsehour, because I'd really love to know what you think. Before you listen to the episode with Dr. David Ramey next week, he's a really, really fascinating man, so well educated, and he's been published in over 70 journals, like scientific research journals, so he certainly knows his stuff. So originally, the forelimb flexion tests, they were described in Swedish veterinary literature as early as 1923. That's the only little snippet I'm going to give you of the article. But he's very clear on his views, and he explains the flexion tests really well. And the point is, do we need these flexion tests anymore, or are they outdated? Can we actually tell the difference from them? So that's next week's Horse Hour podcast. This week, right now, if you go onto iTunes or Acast or however you listen to the Horse Hour podcast, you can hear two really lovely guests. The first episode is Christina Henriksen. She's an American eventer based over in the UK, and she talks really openly about her eventing journey of when she started doing BE100 and now she's riding at 2-star. And I had the pleasure of meeting her at Barbary a few weeks ago where she was competing. It was lovely to be able to photograph her and watch her ride. I watched her jump, show jump with her horse. And it's just really lovely to hear her story to how she's now basically given up her job. She's doing this full time, eventing full time. And her husband joins us. He's called Jeff. He does ride, but he's not a equestrian, so he doesn't compete. He's got another job. And actually, I asked Jeff his perspective. What's it like being a husband married to an equestrian? Because we all know we're a little bit crazy at times. And we all do need a lot of support and a lot of help. And there are times when it's tough. It's really difficult. You know, you're cold, you're wet, you're struggling for money, it's not great, so you need your support network around you to be really strong. So I asked Jeff his opinion on where he made mistakes, really. He's been with Christina for 9 years, so what mistakes did he make, and what advice would he give to our other halves, people who are with equestrians? And I guess it's good for us to learn his view as well of how we can actually improve. Like, as equestrians, we can bear in mind that our non-rider relatives, there's a lot that they don't understand because they don't know. It's not their fault. We need to educate them if they want to be involved. So it's really interesting hearing Jeff's perspective and also Christina's story as well. So that's the first episode that you can hear today. And then the other episode is with a lovely lady called Ali Vance. She's a sports journalist. She currently is a presenter for CNN's Winning Post. So she's moved into horse racing. And she was an eventer herself, and she represented Great Britain in the modern pentathlon. And modern pentathlon is when they have lots of different sports, including shooting and swimming and I think they ride bikes, but they also do show jumping. So she talked a lot about her pentathlon days and what she did, and then eventing. You can hear all this if you're on the podcast, if you just head to iTunes. But we also talked about horse racing, and I was really keen to get her view as an equestrian, because a lot of people in the racing industry are just in the racing industry. Well, that's what I hear. I could be wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong. But anybody that I've met is kind of born and bred into racing. I haven't heard anybody that's gone from the equestrian side, any other discipline like show jumping or eventing, anything like that, into racing. And she's actually done this. So she's gone from eventing into the racing side. So I was really keen to ask her view on the racing industry, because I've always been in two minds as to whether it's on what I feel about it. And I think we can only gain opinions. It's hard because I don't work in that industry, so I don't know. And we build up so many opinions on what we hear and what the press and things like that. So I thought it'd be really interesting to get her perspective, because she's in it. She knows what goes on, and she was very open about it. It was brilliant. And also, Ali tells us about she's competing herself actually on Thursday. She's taking part as a jockey for the first time. She's been training, and she's riding in the Magnolia Cup at Goodwood. That's on Thursday. You can watch the race on ITV at 1:30 in the afternoon. I think you can get it on demand too afterwards. But she's been training really hard, trying to learn how to be a jockey. And she says how different it is. She very eloquently explains the difference between, you know, going out and having a gallop on a cross-country course, as opposed to trying to learn how to be a jockey. And not only are you sitting differently, but it's a whole different way of riding and different types of balance. And she was talking about her body and the strength that she needed. It's really fascinating. So do go and have a listen to that if you can. iTunes, Acast, or on horsehour.co.uk. There's so much stuff on horsehour.co.uk. Honestly, you could be on there for hours, along with our education hub and all our episodes of Horse Hour. There's lots. Now, I am going to have to go soon, because sadly, Horse Hour Live only goes on for an hour. But before I go, you can win some tickets to the British Show Jumping Championships next week at Stoneleigh? I think it's near Warwickshire. It's a really, really lovely, lovely show. It's really friendly, and you can win two VIP tickets thanks to Harry Hall One Club. The VIP tickets mean that you get all the hospitality, you get to go into the members area, you get to go to all the posh bits, and you get fed, and you get lots of drink there too. So it's a really, really good day out. You've got 1 week to be able to win these tickets. The winner will be announced next week on Horse Hour on Twitter, on Monday evening at 8:00. So head over to our Twitter page now, at Horse Hour, and all you've got to do, it's really easy, is retweet the post. retweet the tweet. That's it, that easy. Oh, and you've got to follow them as well. But anyway, it says it all on Twitter what you have to do. Enter the competition, and then you could be going to the British Show Jumping Championships next week.
Thursday night, everything's fine, except you've got that look in your eye when I'm telling a story and you find it boring. You're thinking of something to say, you'll go along with it, then drop it and humiliate me in front of our friends. Then I'll use that voice that you find annoying and say something like, yeah, intelligent input, darling, why don't you just have another beer then? Then you'll call me a bitch and everyone we're with will be embarrassed and I won't give a shit. My fingertips are holding onto the cracks in our foundation and I know that I should let go.
Listening to Horse Hour Live this evening. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. I look forward to speaking to you again next Monday, 8 or 9pm. Every Monday night, we do Horse Hour Live, where you can listen to music, you find out all the gossip of what's been going on in the industry, and we chat about you, about what you've been up to. So I hope you have a really, really lovely week with your horse. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.
You've been listening to Horse Hour. Join the community on Twitter, Mondays, 8pm UK time, 3pm Eastern, by using the hashtag Horse Hour. Follow Amy at AmyStevenson1 and subscribe to us on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher and Player FM.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.